postcard down this end was a tight-knit group of South Parish men. Only South Parish men that was in the Coast Guards, and it was the Coast Guard families. It was to do with the lookout station, is how it all really developed. And it was permanently manned lookout station for a long time. And people would take shifts and all of this, all before the times of radar.
Oh yeah, so it was, I think, 20 in the whole company, or 21. Yeah, all locals.
Yeah, there was all people from South Parish. I just probably joined them maybe a year maybe before the Irene went ashore.
I seen the red flare right out of the point of land out there, and I knew at that minute the summer.
Oh, it was really rough that night. The wind was really strong and a lot of sea on.
Rustle up a lorry and get it loaded up with all the ropes and stuff and follow along the coast to see where it was going to land.
We all gathered at the Coast Guard station and then Andrew Gray came down with lorry and we all loaded up and went to Grimness where we found Irene just coming in to come ashore.
Landed where we couldn't get with the lorry right enough. To a loan of a man's tractor. He was not there either. He was not worried. On the ship came in and she was broadside on and she struck a reef, rolled right over on the side. But there wasn't much water on the inside of the reef, she was right to the side again.
Well, we got all the gear set up and the rocket ready to fire over it and we fired. Oh. Maybe three or four rockets before they realised what to do to pull up the British buoy to get them.
A lot of assistance on the ship, they said they didn't get what to do.
It took a wee while for them to figure it out and eventually they caught a wind to it and we got them rescued.
Two from over the side of the rubber dinghy. And oh, it's just swirling about whether they were sailing. That was on the lee side of the ship, but the captain came down the leather then, chased them out of it, so they did a bit by that. But he fell in the sea, and how he did it to this day, I have no idea, but he managed to grab one of the rocket lines and was hanging in the water to the ship, to the shore. And he hauled on to that and I pulled him ashore and me and two other boys who were down on the beach and some other had him who standing at the waist of the water.
If it hadn't been for the Coast Guards there that night, certainly wouldn't survive when they got him picked up out of the water and took him to the house up by.
The barriers was bad and the wind fell away the next day. But yes, the crew was eventually bussed to Kirkcaldy, putting up in a hotel with the Seaman's Mission. Looking after them.
For myself, we just took the gear back, all the equipment, and I went up to the back to the lookout to do a watch then because of the lifeboat was still missing.
I would go back to the hut. Was in Brock, in that Brock. And it was 4 o'clock in the morning and we got orders in for the Coast Guards in Kirkwall to stand down and the first of daylight, 7 o'clock, we had to turn out and search for different sections of the coast, different, two or three people each, but company, and nothing was found.